Now let's together ponder, think, meditate, look at the kingdom of God. Okay. In the kingdom of, just say, United States or the nation of United States, let's just say kingdom, right? To be a lawyer, to be a doctor, let's go higher, to be a president. Wow, it's amazing. To be a successful entrepreneur, to be a businessman, and to be a firefighter, and to have the small business that pours back into the community, or just having a great business. It's wonderful. It's awesome. And this is this kingdom. And you say, wow, it's wonderful. You're a firefighter. Awesome. You're a brain surgeon. Man. Oh, man. One president. Okay. In the kingdom of heaven, you know, when the disciple met Jesus, everything was a shock. Oh my God, every day they would discover new things from him. And they realized, whoa, this is Messiah you're talking about. This is a jackpot. And he will have a kingdom and he will overthrow the kingdom, Roman kingdom, and Roman, let's say, empire, and set the Jewish people, Jewish nation free. And they had all those promises previously from their forefather, that God gave it to their forefather and to them. And they're like, hey, let's just secure our place. Let's see who's going to stand in the right side of him, who's going to stand in the left side of Jesus, and who's going to be the higher person in the kingdom, this new kingdom that was about to come. They didn't realize that it was already there. Jesus said, the one that serves is the greatest among you. Jesus does not lie. He had no people pleasing. And he didn't just say things for people to follow him. Actually, whatever he said, a lot of people left. He didn't have the problem we have. We say things in order, we craft what we say in order to not only gain some followers, but not to lose some followers. But this is the king is talking. He said, let me tell you, and this is not symbolic, the one that serves is the greatest among you. Okay? Then, as a citizen of the kingdom of God, to serve is the highest rank you can get. Of course, as we know, is to serve with love. Because Bible said, even if you give all your possession, even to give all your body to be burned, but not love, it profits you nothing. It's a service, but the root of it is love. See, I can just say, hey, I love people in my heart, which I'm a person that loves to meditate on loving others in my heart. That's awesome. But it needs to also come out in a form of service. I have to be okay before my conscience, before my heart, before my mind, even before the pride in me. I have pride there. It's left. I don't want it, but I can't say I'm humble. There is pride. Okay? I have to be okay to be a servant and to be called a servant. It looked like, you know, in the kingdom of earth, to be called president or a general or a brain surgeon. Wow, it's awesome and we love it. But to be called a servant in the kingdom of earth, that's not a very high thing. But Jesus said, let me tell you a secret. To serve and serve and serve and serve in the name of love, with as much as love we can gather. I think the first thing that needs to happen, I'm just talking, right? I always say I'm just talking. Because when I start these messages, I really did not premeditate anything. It just, I get them and I process them as I'm recording, meaning my podcast or whatever we call it, it's a process cast. It's not really podcast, it's a process cast. I'm just driving most of the time. I'm using a normal microphone. I have really some good mic. God bless me. It's really, really amazing microphone with a very good sound. But I really, as I get it, I'm not saying this is revelation. I get a sentence and I process it with you guys. It looked like that I need to know to be a servant is one of the highest rank in the kingdom. Then when I know, even my brain, my subconscious, even my natural brain will say, oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay, let's just go and do it. Instead of fighting with me and fighting against me and say, no, I'm tired of serving other people. It looked like to serve is one of the highest rank, of course, with love, in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God. And it's not just when we go to heaven, we serve right here, right now. And I always knew, and you know, I love to serve to a degree. I love to be hospitable. But I never looked at it from that angle, that when the Lord put us in a serving position for the rest of our life, you serve your wife, you serve your husband, you serve your children, you serve your neighbor, you serve someone that you never met before in a Walmart cash register place, with only looking at them with the eyes of kindness and with some smile. To me, that's service too. But to know that it's okay and it's wonderful and it's an honor, it's an amazing rank to be called a servant. Wow. I really never saw it. I never saw that. To be called a servant. Wow. Thank you. Jesus said, I did not come here to be served, but to serve. He came to earth, was born through a human being. English name is Mary. He came. He said, I did not come to be served. Yes, I'm the king. I created everything. But let me tell you a secret. If you want to be like me, then serve. But the point is, go deeper. Keep serving and go deeper. Understand that this is a higher rank. Go deeper. Do it with love. Go deeper. Decide in your heart that you will serve until you take your last earthly breath. Absent from the body, present to the Lord, to that very moment. And let's go deeper, to at least to decide in your heart and be willing to even serve your enemies. That right there. As a citizen of kingdom of heaven, we need to understand what is valued in this new kingdom that we are trying to understand. We have been citizen of this kingdom for a while, but understanding what is the most valuable in this kingdom and how do you go to higher rank. It's not that we want to go to higher rank, but it's good to know the value of this kingdom. You know, when people say, do you start the ministry or start the organization, you need to have mission statement, vision, and you need to write down your value. We have mission statement, you know, let's just go preach the gospel. Vision, to give the gospel to the whole world, to the end of the world. But value of this kingdom, one of the highest value, of course, love is there, but it's service. To be a servant and to serve. Wow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to add this also to the end of the message. Remember, we are not serving as a general in the kingdom of God. No, we are serving as a servant. Right there is so important. Because a lot of people serve, but they don't see themselves as a servant. But Jesus wants us to, the way I understand it, to be a servant, to be called a servant, and to see that as a very high rank, to be a servant. Wow. Then we serve as a servant with love. Right there.